Episode 2472, No Room for Disappointment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying your weekend and just gathering up some great rest. Can you believe it? For us, it's already fall weather. Yes! Temperatures have begun to tumble. Well, I don't want your marriage tumbling. It's relationship builders. There's no room for disappointment. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when you judge, you intersect what's possible with boundaries. Be careful not to impose. There's no room for disappointment. In marriage, we can set up our spouses for failure or success. And regardless of which side of the fork is chosen, there's always room for disappointment. But how unfair is that of us to make room for disappointment and not support? Maybe you're saying, I'm guilty. I know I am. You vowed for better or worse, not what works for you. Let that sink in for just a minute. You vowed for better or worse, not what works for you. But unfortunately, after we get over quote unquote the honeymoon phase and we're into real life at full steam ahead, we forget the vow. We're just like, well, whatever. Life happens, we go with it, and the next thing you know, everything's off. We take the gloves off and we're like, you know what? We're fighting till the death. Why? Why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. What if we actually could get along? What if we would find room for no disappointment? What if we made room for each other? Now, I get that strong language, right? That you vowed for better or worse, not what works for you. And it's very direct. Yet, if you desire a strong marriage, you have to look at where you're coming from. And if that's a disappointment for whatever reason, that's selfish. I'm just going to call it out like it is. And I've been there. I've been selfish. My husband's been selfish. You see your kids being selfish, right? In any relationship, there's selfishness, but you can put a stop for it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And I have three cats, so there will be no skinning of a cat. But I think that's kind of funny. It's an interesting quote, only to say that there's something more. There's more than one way to do something, right? There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way that we can go about doing life together as a couple. One size doesn't fit all. The way you see it isn't the way your spouse has to see it. So understand beyond what you experience. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Understand beyond what you experience. When you give yourself permission to see what your spouse sees, it's then you will come to understand the decision. It's really about comprehension. Now, I'm going to take you back to school for a moment. Go back to those horrible, horrible reading exams. And I'm not talking about the ones where you had to read the book like The Lord of the Flies and you had to take a test over chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. No, not that. I'm talking about like the ACT, SAT, all those standardized tests that all of us have come to hate. And in fact, if I ever thought about going back to school, I would only do it if I didn't have to take a standardized test. For whatever reason, I run from them, but that's for another episode. But think back to those. You had to read something and then you had to comprehend it. And comprehension is what? Totally understanding what has been placed in front of you, what your eyes have seen, what you have read. Are you completely, totally understanding your spouse? Because if you're 100% honest with yourself, me included, we interject our own sentences as they are completing theirs. And so they may be making a statement that we really need to hear, but we've already tuned them out and we're like, well, if he would have only done this, it would have been so much easier. And you've lost exactly what he wanted you to listen to. That's poor management on our part when it comes to our marriage and our relationship. You got to manage a relationship. You've got to figure out what works for the two of you. And this is hard. So how can you understand beyond what you experience? How can you fully comprehend what your spouse is saying? Number one, discuss openly with honesty. Now, this is tough. It's not easy. And you've got to be gentle. You don't have to have all the answers. And because it takes two to tango, each of you will have your own opinion or perspective. So discuss openly with honesty. You don't have to be right. What you need to do is see the other person's perspective. That doesn't mean you have to agree, but you can listen. You can ask questions. You can sit there and say, okay, now I get this. I understand. You make a good point. Would that be so hard for you to say that, hey, hun, you make a good point? Or do you always have to be right? Ugh, that stings, doesn't it? It does. Because if you're doing it, you're like, oh man, right there in the gut, you just kicked me one. Yep, I've done it too many times myself. I'm not perfect. I work on this every single day. And there are some conversations I'm like, if I could only recorded that, that would have been awesome training. And then there are other ones that I'm like, I hope nobody heard that because I have so failed. And that is not what you're supposed to do. That is not how you treat your spouse. And then I have to go ask for forgiveness. And then it's just a big mess. But if you can come to the conversation and discuss openly with honesty, you will go far in your marriage as a couple, not as an individual. And that's the key, right? The compromise. Being two. It takes two to tango. It's just not about one. You're going to look funny on that dance floor trying to do the tango. It doesn't work that way. Number two, show respect by asking questions. This is where you can show how much you care by clarifying and asking questions. Maybe you really don't know. Maybe you really don't understand. If this is of interest to your spouse, ask more questions. Be willing to learn. Go seek it out and say, you know what? I found this. What do you think about this? It's amazing to me. We are in car discussions right now. And if you have been shopping for a car lately, whether it's new or used, you know how hard they are to find right now. If you go for used, you're paying really high prices. If you're going new, you're paying really high prices. Right? It's just where we are. I'm not going to get into the politics and what's going on with inflation, but I'm telling you, it's crazy out there. But we're looking at various cars. And so I have been doing my own research. And my husband, oh, he is really doing the research. But I found a couple articles that he didn't find. And so I would send them to him and say, hun, have you seen this? I found this very interesting. What do you think that shows him? I'm paying attention. I'm hearing him. I'm willing to listen to his side. I'm not trying to prove that I'm right. And unfortunately, a lot of us come from that angle, be honest. Don't come from the aspect of I'm right, you're wrong. Whether you're keeping score or not, leave that for the football field. Go watch your college ball and your NFL. It's not for marriage. Show respect by asking questions. And finally, number three, be present with patience. Listen before you judge. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. Let your focus be on what is being said, the facts, versus what you are feeling. Compromise isn't one-sided, but we tend to think it is. We act that way because it's all about me. Stop turning the tables and making it all about you. Remember, for better or worse, there's a vow of two people, I become we. It's not just about me. So what do we do here? So be present with patience. You may not get all the answers the very first discussion. And let me tell you this, you have got to be willing to just listen and stop talking. And then yes, it goes both ways. But don't be that kind of, you know, spouse that just kind of says, now you need to shut up and listen to me. No. That doesn't get you anywhere either. You've got to model it in order for them to adopt it. And that's going to take time. And if you're at a point in your marriage that you can say, you know what? I really want us to try this technique, this strategy for us and see if it works. Then have that discussion. And also, bonus, no charge for this, by the way, except you just get more of me in your ear. Don't have a serious discussion when things are highly intensive. Meaning, if there is tension normally right after dinner because you're trying to get the kids ready for bed, or maybe it's coming home after activities and it's just kind of crazy in the household, don't sit there and say, hey, hun, you know, we were talking about that purchase. It's probably not a good idea. In fact, just a week ago, I was talking to my daughter and we needed to make some decisions on what we were going to do with some family events, etc. And I flat out told her, I said, you know what, hun? You know your dad's schedule. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably not going to be able to talk to him seriously until like 2 days from now because his schedule is jam-packed. And by the time he gets home, he is exhausted and mentally he shuts down. And she goes, okay, mom, I understand. So see, therefore, even in that relationship, I'm like, look, I'm putting it out here on the table saying it's not a good time for us to talk. And I know this. So therefore, I'm not going to bring up a sensitive subject that is going to be highly intensive and is going to just bring more tension into the room and into the relationship that really isn't needed. Because sometimes we just need a clear head in order to have these open, honest discussions. And so there's no room for disappointment. You don't have to worry about your spouse failing. You don't have to worry about you failing because you're coming together as one. So I got a challenge for you. What area in your marriage do you need to relax your boundaries and know it all? Therefore, relinquishing your disappointment and instilling belief and possibility. What area in your marriage? Maybe it's directly about finances. Maybe you are working on getting that new car or that used car, but it's new to you. Whatever. It's a car. Maybe you're looking at your house and you're really looking seriously at your finances. Well, where do you need to stop kind of trying to confine everything to what you want and look at it more directly and saying, okay, what is it about the we? How can I come to this with compromise, with seeing his point of view, with understanding where she's coming from? What can I do? Instilling belief and possibility. Because when you instill belief and possibility, what do you think the other person is hearing? Hope? They've been listened to? Don't you appreciate when you've been heard, when you've been seen? Yeah, because there was no room for disappointment. And they're going to keep coming back. And that's going to strengthen your relationship. It's going to strengthen your marriage. And that's ultimately what you need to be going after. Yes, you'll solve problems and you won't be fighting as much. There's no need for it. Conflict can be just a heated discussion, not sitting there yelling and screaming at each other because you're just used to yelling and screaming. Calm. A calm presence with patience. So what in your marriage do you need to focus on? Just one little thing and be specific about it. And when that comes, really think about how can I implement these three steps in it? How can I make this change? And you know what? Be patient with yourself. There's a learning curve. It doesn't happen overnight. But understand this. If you are one who finds yourself going, oh, here we go again, that is a good indication that this is an area you need to work on. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. So don't be hard, not only on yourself, but on your spouse. Really begin to fully comprehend where they're coming from and be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to love you where you're at because there's no room for disappointment. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.